For many Jewish families, staying safe and staying home because of the coronavirus meant that this year's Passover dinner took place using technology. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay joined a family Seder on Zoom.
There's no brisket, no veal chops.
That's Arlene Cook, or as she's known to her 8 grandchildren, Nana. Nana is 73 and has been staying away from grocery stores. Ordering brisket and veal became too much of a hassle, but she did make her signature matzo ball chicken soup for everyone. Earlier in the day, I talked to one of her daughters, Tara Littman Cook. Tara was on her way from Fairfield to Nana's house in Easton to pick up the soup for her husband and their 3 teenagers.
There was a part of me that just felt like, screw it. I'm not going to worry about the holiday this year. I'm not going to do the holiday this year. But then I realized that's totally the wrong attitude, and we have to continue traditions.
Hours later, using Zoom, Tara connected with Nana, Papu, her 2 sisters and their families in Connecticut, and Uncle Julian and Aunt Judy in Rochester, New York. The 4 families joined together to begin their digital dinner with Kaddish or Hatz, the song that outlines the order of the Seder service. Then Ed Cook, better known as Papu, took the lead for what he called quite a unique Passover.
We're all not physically together, but we are all spiritually together and emotionally together. We all have the same feelings and worries and concerns. And at the same time, all the happiness that we're here and we're sheltered.
The service went on for about an hour, trying to keep the attention of 8 hungry kids and teenagers amidst readings, songs, and prayers wasn't easy, but Tara's husband, Owen, told everyone he thinks it's something they'll never forget.
I actually think, given the timing of the coronavirus, we're likely from this point forward to tell the same story about this particular Seder almost every year going forward.
For these families, one message resonated more than it ever had before. Remember the bitter, remember the good, remember the sweet. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.